Daily news, breaking updates, and exclusive podcasts. iTricks.com.
This is the iTricks.com Magic Stars podcast for the week ending May 6th, 2010. I'm Justin Robert Young, and gosh darn it, does it feel good to be back on this podcast? I cannot tell you enough how much I have missed whispering into all of your ear holes. It's been too long. You know, let's start with my excuse is our top story this week. Real quick, coming up later on the podcast, we have the grand announcement, the re-debut of one of our favorite live programs here on iTricks. You're going to have to find out what it is coming up, but it's the clinic. iTricks Clinic is coming back. We have all the scoop on when it's coming back, who's going to be our first guest, and the new host we've brought in to make it all happen. But first, the news. And the news is the reason why we haven't done this podcast in 2 weeks. We've been out in Los Angeles for Magic versus Science Week. Rudy Kobe made his grand debut to the Magic Castle, the Hollywood Magic Castle, after 15 years of being off the scene. And he brought a few of his friends with him, including Andrew Main, Brian Brushwood, Chris Kenner, and Johann Stahl, as well as Frank Olivier, Bizarro, and Dan Sperry, as well as Michael Carbonaro. Believe you me, the list was awesome, and it only got longer. Joined throughout the week were various celebrities, including Russell Brand, Katy Perry, Lou Ferrigno, Marilyn Manson, and Magic folks, including Justin Credible, Nathan Burton. Who else was there? Kevin Pollak of the Kelvin Pollak Chat Show, the people from the Totally Rad Show, including Alex Albrecht. I hate to overstate it, and we covered the crap out of it, folks. If you want to go on to iTricks.com and just look up Magic for Science Week or search for Rudy Kobe, there's really no end to the kind of coverage we put up about it. But I don't know what I can say besides the fact that it was one of those moments in time when you feel good about the creative direction of Magic, that it was one of those rarest of occasions where the top talent in Magic was on public display and specifically geared to lay people. It was just so fantastic. It was the combination of the best convention you've ever gone to, performance-wise, obviously not lecture-wise, although Rudy Kobe, Chris Kenner, and Andrew Main did lecture. But performance-wise, it was the best conference you've ever gone to mixed with a concert held at the castle. It was such a moment, and it resonated with the folks who went. The castle itself recognized their busiest April ever in the history of the castle, ever. No April's been busier, and that was, by the way, not including the Saturday, which fell during May. So, can't say enough about it. But if you weren't there, please go back to iTricks.com and check out all of the coverage we had. For the first time in our estimation, David Copperfield has commented on his legal issues to a newspaper. The lucky quote came to the Chicago Sun-Times, where he is currently touring. The question, let's deal with the elephant in the room. How did the alleged rape accusation and the ensuing high-profile case affect your life, especially now that you've been totally exonerated? David Copperfield, it's been a tough 3 years. It's been so bizarre and pathetic for the accuser to do something like that, lie like that. I can't comment anymore on it. It's over. But you can read all about the case at www.DavidCopperfieldSetsTheRecordStraight.com. We're going to take the fact that David is talking to reporters about this as a real sign that the past is the past in terms of these legal issues, which is good news for the Magic faithful, right? Yeah, it's good. We've heard for a while that Keith Barry was working on a series for the Discovery Channel, but now it looks like he's doing press for it. The Druid Master will take to Irish Chat Show tonight with Craig Doyle to discuss Deception with Keith Barry, apparently a Discovery Channel series. According to Barry's Wikipedia, the series wraps shooting in February and is scheduled to air in mid-2010. As far as we can tell, there's no official word from Discovery on a date, but we will keep an eye out for it. While in town for the Magic Castle's Magic of Israel Week, Shimshi, who is currently the house magician at the Wynn Hotels, stopped into the Ellen Show and wowed the talk show host. And here's the weird thing, and nothing to take away from Shimshi's performance, which was fantastic, but Ellen dropped another apologies to Goldfinger and Dove reference in the middle of the Shimshi thing, which is odd, because it's the second or third time she's mentioned Goldfinger and Dove, and we have no idea what the hell it's about. It is the most confusing beef in show business. Anyhow, congratulations to Shimshi. Go to iTricks.com to get a link to the full clip. Last year, Darren Brown spent a lot of time with psychics and remote viewers and a bunch of other folks who claim to have paranormal abilities. And now the fruit of that labor has borne its first trailer, Darren Brown Investigates, has a trailer up on YouTube. You can head on over to iTricks to see it. It shows Darren embedding himself with some of the folks whom a skeptical mind like his would think might be a bit full of it. But it looks like he's given it the old college try, and we're very excited to see the finished product. And one final story, Matt King celebrated his 10-year Vegas run anniversary and to the Las Vegas Sun compiled the ultimate list, which we will now repeat for you. In the past decade, he has performed 5,200 shows for more than 1 million people in the main showroom at the Harrah's, which translates into 2,600 days of wearing his trademark plaid suits, 15,600 feet of rope used for the rope trick, 270,400 playing cards, 15,600 magically appearing Fig Newtons, and 26,000 audience volunteers pulled on stage. Congratulations to Matt King, and may there be 10 more bountiful years in your future. Howdy, buddy. And now for our newsmaker interview. As you've noticed on the site, hopefully, we're starting to bring a few more people in to help us with live content because we love doing it. And one of our old favorites. The iTrix Clinic is making its re-debut for the summer, and it's coming complete with a new host. Well, you know what? Let's just make this a little bit of surprise. Surprise interview. Joining me on the phone right now is going to be the new host of the returning iTrix Clinic, which will make its debut the 17th of this very month. He is Cameron Ramsey. Welcome, Cameron Ramsey, to the Magic Stars podcast.
Hello, Justin, my friend, and everyone there in iTricks Nation. How's it going?
We're having a great time, and we just, let me ask you, when we were talking about bringing back the clinic, because we're trying to do more of the live stuff, why did you want to take over the clinic, and what's going to be new and different in these upcoming episodes?
Well, there's a couple things. I definitely want to bring the community atmosphere back to the iTrix, the live episodes, the chat rooms, and maybe even the after parties in the iTrix Live. But definitely working on the performances. There's not many places where you get to have advice from working pros nowadays. And if you do, it's going to cost you a lot of money. So it's a great once-a-month show, so you have time to record your latest performance with any kind of electronic device that you have. And send it over to us at iTrix, and we will give it to a pro to critique.
Well, and that's, I guess, the biggest change, is that now it is not going to be once a week. It's going to be once a month. I mean, maybe on an extremely busy month, we'll do, you know, twice a month or once every 2 weeks. But, I mean, the biggest thing is we want people to take some time, you know, that it's not just, you know, the same four people who want to show the same videos over and over again. Because I'm not saying it was a problem with the last incarnation, but it was certainly something that we could improve upon, right?
Yeah, well, it's just better to have more than a day notice. We're going to give you time. I mean, do it at, you know, the office, on the street, your last show. It doesn't have to be, you know, HD, 3D quality. Just take it with your iPhone or whatever kind of device you have.
Yeah. Now, we do have our first guest, as I mentioned. The first episode is going to be on the 17th, a Monday at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and who's going to be joining us?
The one, the only Scam School's greatest, Brian Brushwood. I'm not sure if you guys know him on iTrix Nation, but I think you might.
I've heard very good things.
I hear he's got some Robin Hood like protege that's Harry that hangs around with him sometimes.
It's going to be great to have Brian on, and really, it's going to be awesome to sort of bring that Scam School audience of people who have learned, you know, the tricks that, you know, he's taught on the Revision 3 podcast, and have them demonstrate what they've learned and how they can make it better from the man himself.
Yeah, I mean, my goal for the show is to have a lot of different performances for the episodes. Something from the streets, something from maybe a stage act. Obviously, all of our guests would critique anything, but even some scam school tricks that we've already gone over. It'd be a great time to show Brian.
Well, there we go. All right, so where can people start to email in the routines that they've learned from scam school?
That is a great question, Justin Robert Young. Where can they email those things for?
Well, give out your email address.
Oh, geez. Okay, for now, let's do my name, Mr. Cameron Ramsey. CameronRamsay at gmail.com. You can put it on the YouTube and give me a link, or you know, just send me the file. But that's again, MrCameronRamsay at gmail.com. If you want to find me on Twitter, my Twitter name is Ramsey Subtlety, Ramsey with an A, or just on Facebook, Cameron Ramsey.
The most confusing Twitter name in history. Ramsey Subtlety.
Just because you can't spell Subtlety doesn't mean it's a confusing name.
How do you spell Subtlety? Right now, answer.
You just knew that I could do it on this spot.
How do you spell Subtlety?
You just did enough
and
research.
And go.
C-U. P.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, Cameron Ramsey is the new host of The Clinic. It debuts, or re-debuts, rather. The new season of The Clinic debuts this upcoming 17th in the month of May with Brian Brushwood. Again, Mr. Cameron Ramsey at what?
Ramsey Subtlety at twitter.com.
No. Mr. Cameron Ramsey at gmail.com.
Gmail.com.
Mr. Cameron Ramsey at gmail.com is where you're going to get your videos to. And thank you very, very much for being on the Magic Stars podcast, Cameron.
As always, Justin, thank you.
You can, of course, catch Cameron Ramsey every week on This Week in Magic, which is on the Magic Newswire site. Head on over to the iTunes. Pick it up, why don't you? It's a fun time where a lot of people laugh and just have a good time. Now it's time for your David Copperfield tour news update. Since we are releasing this on a Friday, right now at 8 o'clock Central Time, which is going to be like 15 minutes from the time that this comes out, so you're probably going to miss it. David Copperfield is going to be at the Cadillac Palace Theater in Chicago, Illinois. He will also be there Saturday, and then Sunday he moves on to Muncie, Indiana. Monday it's Kalamazoo, Michigan. Tuesday there's no performance. Wednesday he's in Rama, Ontario, as he is the day after that. And after that point, you're going to have a new one of these podcasts. You can get further instructions there or just head on over to dcopperfield.com/tour if you want to know where he's going to be and if it's in your neck of the woods, which it just might be. That about wraps it up for this Magic Stars podcast. Remember, show at itricks.com if you want to reach us. Otherwise, follow at itricks on Twitter for the latest magic news. If you want to follow my Horse Apples existence, it is Justin R. Young on Twitter. But until next week, I'm Justin Robert Young imploring you to bang a gong.
itricks.com